Rick, you seemed pretty creative early on, especially on that opening drive. Is it more of something, an evolution to be more creative and diversify things, especially out the gate?
Well, trying to use all the resources we have, I guess, is the way to put it, and especially against a group that I've played over the years, and they have a tendency to take away things that you do quite often. So we were just trying to create some thought process on their side of the ball, let the defense see some different things, and use all the resources that we have.
After you get off the script, the adjustments need to be made. Is it difficult staying creative and doing things out of your comfort zone?
I was off the script after about two plays because we had a couple things go wrong. So I had to change some things up early and then went back to the script. So, that's all give and take as you go through. I tried to script the first 15 just to get formations and get some information for us as we go through, and we can make adjustments through the game. And, you know, things happen. You get a different down and distances, change your script. Whatever happens, we had to make some adjustments pretty early. So I got off, I bounced around, and then end up getting back to what I wanted to do near the end. But yeah, ultimately, you try and figure out what they're doing, what they're trying to take away, especially with this group. Each week's a little bit different, but try to get to the matchups. And no, it's not that difficult to be creative at the end of the game. It's just, what position are you in the game to make something happen?
Right.
Like, we didn't even have that throw. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We didn't have that throw that Joe made. That wasn't even a part of it. It's just when we got to that field position, that's one of the plays I wanted to go to.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
When were you aware that Tyrod was hurt?
When I saw him limping around after the first play, and certainly I had a couple things that I didn't know if I really wanted to put him at risk, and then he took off in the second drive and felt like his wheels were pretty good. So,
Rick, you've had 8 games this year of less than 200 yards passing net. It's tough to win in the league, I think.
It sure is.
How do you rectify this?
Well, we just go back and try and get find some opportunities for guys to get open. If we have to stack some people up or use some rubs, which we were trying to do yesterday, we just weren't very efficient at doing that. So we got to throw and catch better. It all goes back to it starts on, today. After I get done here, I'll be up there studying the Colts, figure out what they present defensively, coverage-wise, and how to get our guys in the right spot to make plays. So it's on us to develop a plan. It's on our players to execute the plan.
How do you balance? You had your chances to score 7 on a couple of occasions. How do you balance the fact that you came close, including Webb's pass to Traveras that just missed? How do you balance those almost to the fact that you only scored 3?
Well, we try to point out the positives, right? We made some plays. We had our opportunities. We didn't make them. And against a very good team, obviously they've won a lot of ball games and championship last year, you have to take advantage of those opportunities. So we're using it as a teaching lesson also, right? Certainly we're not where we want to be, we're trying to use everything we can to get better. So use the film and use it as a learning tool for us.
In the locker room, Nathan said the 4th and goal play was a double call kind of, could have been a quarterback draw, depending on what he took a look at.
Could have been.
Right. Can you just walk us through that scenario?
We had a play called because we were trying to go fast, right? And they called timeout. Then they substituted and had 6 D linemen in. So that took us into a certain set of plays also. So we tried to do something to give us the best of all worlds in that situation and win a matchup. And we didn't get it done. So.
In that scenario, does it go right to like Zay is the guy, is the number one guy? Is that what he sees at the line, what he thinks the best matchup would be?
Yes, and that's a discussion we had today. What is your best matchup? What's your best leverage right here? And Nathan's a young guy, and he'll learn from that too. So we'll get that right.
Coach, first half of the season, 3rd quarter was a good quarter for you guys, point differential wise, first 7 games or so, and I know defensive takeaways played a role in that. What's happened here is the 3rd quarter has kind of gone sideways for you guys in a couple of games here.
You know, I We're working on that. We're trying to rectify that. Certainly, we had a good set of calls, I think, coming out of the locker room. Obviously, the first play was a big play. They got taken back. So, you know, it's just we gotta take advantage of our opportunities and make sure we're efficient. You know, flags have gotten us out of a few of those in those situations. So we gotta get reduce our mistakes that way.
So would you say aware that Tyron was hurt the first play, but you don't think his injury held you back at all with your leg?
No, I don't. I mean, after I initially for that first bit of drive, I had a couple of things different call. I wanted to be, you know, I kept asking David, "Are you sure, David Culley? Are you sure he's okay? He looks okay." And then once he got to the sideline, then we went back to those. So, you know, he ended up, like I said, he moved pretty well in the pocket, and then at the end, he really got banged up pretty good on that one play.
Sean McDermott said that, you know, Tyrod's going to be our starter if he's healthy enough to play this weekend. If in the event he can, I mean, what confidence do you have in Nathan?
I won't go to, you know, we haven't even started game planning yet. I have confidence in both our guys, obviously. And then, you know, we threw Joe Webb in there for a cameo role, if you will. I have confidence that we'll be able to do whatever we need to do to move the ball and win the game. You know, we just have to be efficient at what we're doing.
And just about what have you seen from Nathan since what happened against the Chargers in the meeting rooms and on the practice field?
Well, I mean, he's obviously a tough-minded. I said that a couple weeks ago. He's a tough-minded kid. He came back and he's prepared. He's in his book. You know, we went through that film and, you know, talked that one through. And certainly yesterday operated, you know, in a no-huddle, couple no-huddle situation, did some really good things, and then make some mistakes that we corrected. And, you know, he sees what he does right and what he does wrong, and then goes from there. So you got a question?
Joe Webb package, how long have you had that in?
Kind of just started developing the last couple of weeks. But, you know, with he's just a unique athlete, obviously, being out there running around. And, you know, we'll just see week to week. I can't say that we'll have a whole bunch in, or we will. You know, that's a competitive edge. So, but he does a good job. I mean, Joe's got a different kind of skill set.
Do you want to slam your headset down when you set that play up, the pass by Joe, by running those three previous, and it was there, and you missed. I mean, that was something you probably worked on all week to set that up, and it didn't come through.
I want to slam my headset when we miss a hole running, too, but, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you prepare, you work your guys to get it right, and if it doesn't happen, you got to move on to the next one, right? And at that point in time, you know, we were just on that borderline, so we had to make sure we got enough for try to get a first down, but make sure we get enough for Steven to knock it through, which we did.
Rick, in regards to in-game adjustments, I know during the week you talk with Tyrod about what he sees and what he likes. During the game, who all is involved in the conversations in regards to adjustments?
Oh, everybody is. I mean, when we're between series, when the defense is on the field, we don't watch the game. We're going through each of the photos, each of the position coaches, and talking about adjustments. All right, what kind of leverage are we getting on this? What, you know, where do you see? I'm always on with Juan and Andrew. Where are we going in the run game? You know, do you like this? Why do you like this? And the same for each position, you know. David with the quarterbacks and Mark and you know, tight ends with Rob and Phil with the wideouts, and obviously Kelly with the running backs. Where do we like to go? What are we looking at? I like this. What do you guys think? So we've always done that, you know, try to get that and certainly get the players' input. Not so much as coaches, because I'm on with all the coaches and making sure I go through the pictures and, you know, making sure we're set with what kind of pressures we're getting and what kind of coverage we're getting.
Knowing how much Tyrod's status is up in the air, I realize it's early in the week, but if you get to Wednesday and you're in kind of a similar situation, do you have to take a different approach to practice reps, knowing your backup is inexperienced and you're not sure who you may have to get?
No, I don't think so. I think we'll figure that out as we go. I think that's something that's pretty fluid as far as practice. I think we'll be fine. And you know, we'll let that situation take care of itself. You know, count on Sean Gibson to take care of what he needs to take care of and give us the information we need.
Rick, this may sound like a duh question, but a colleague of mine is working on indispensable players. How valuable is LeSean McCoy to somebody's offense?
Well, I certainly he's a dynamic guy with a ball in his hands. So, and we lean on him a lot. Maybe, you know, some people have said too much, but, I mean, the guy makes yards. What are you going to do? You got to get yards. So, but I like what our other guys have done. You know, Mike early in the year, and Tavarius obviously has done a good job in the last few weeks. So we're going to run the football the best we can, all right, because that sets up the rest of it. So as any running back would be, they would be valuable to the offense.
Rick, what has led, in your estimation, to the lack of production and maybe even the lack of targets to Jordan Matthews, the guy that you acquired?
Well, you know, he was inactive, was it 2 weeks ago, San Diego. He was inactive because he was a little nicked. Yesterday, you know, he had his chances, and you know, the ball didn't come that way. I mean, it's all progression. It's all based on coverage, and, you know, I couldn't really speak to that other than he's a part of the game plan just like any other X or Z. So we're trying to get whoever's open the ball, right, and see what kind of coverage we got.
In regards to the position group, do you want to see more separation?
Certainly, you'd always love to see great separation, but it's a league of contested throws also. I mean, there's going to be some tight coverage, especially with this group. You know, the Patriots have a good secondary. They spent their money well, right? They do a good job of being on you, so we got to separate. But and that's what we spent the week trying to give them some opportunities to shake some of those guys, and you know, we didn't quite get it done.
I think I saw Zay play almost 100% of snaps for you guys. He's usually around 80 up there, but to play that many, you obviously have faith in him.
Yeah, we do, and we have faith in all of them. I mean, but certainly we'll just go back and see who we can get open and who we can move the ball with. That's our job. We gotta do a better job for our team.
What might it mean, the prospect of having Calvin possibly?
Well, it'd be great, obviously, with his. Well, yeah, it'd be great. And again, I don't know his status. I know he's supposed to start getting back in there, you know, but he's certainly his skill set's just a little bit different with his size and his ability. You know, we certainly had a great plan for him at San Diego, and after the one catch, he was unavailable. So it'd be good to have him back in there, but like I said, we'll mix and match. We'll get them all out there.
I'm curious, over the course of the year, installing the offense and getting sort of a full chance at calling plays, what you've learned about your identity as a play caller and how it sort of evolved.
Oh, I don't think I'm much different than I've been in the past. I just, you know, I tend to lean a little bit on the run. I tried to change up a little bit yesterday, just like I said. You know, sometimes I do a little bit too much, particularly down low, getting close to the end zone. So I tried to change that up a little bit, and, you know, right or wrong. So I don't think that's much of that's changed, just creating the plays. You know, over the years, I've had somebody else help create some of those plays. I have a staff that helps me here, but it's just a little bit different that way. You know, we carried a few more plays, quite a few more plays. So I think that's about the only difference.
Thank you.